Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Good morning. I'm Gianna.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. We're talking about frustration today. Frustration. How do you deal with frustration?
So frustrated.
Okay.
I've been dealing with it all morning.
He sounds jovial and fun and...
Because I'm getting poked in the frustration points.
Lucky old Jason is showing up. However, if you would have been here about 10 minutes ago, you would have seen an entirely...
Snappy.
...different Jason.
Yeah.
One who was frustrated, and he even said out loud, "I'm frustrated." And I was like, "Honey, go clear your energy. Like,
get away from me. I'm frustrated right now. I need my frustration vibration room."
So I literally made him go into the other room and I said, "Go clear your energy.
You need a timeout, son."
You did.
That's right. I did.
Because it's contagious. So what I want to talk about today.
It's also not a healthy place to be.
It is not.
Like I recognized, like, but I needed it point. I will tell you right now, I needed it pointed out because I was just going to, enjoy my frustration.
you spewed it out on me.
And Tater.
And Tater. And so here's what I want to bring up is we control our energy level. And the way we control our energy is through our mind thoughts and our heart feelings. Mm. Those two things are our thoughts and our feelings. We control our energy. We can change our state. And so I do feel like sometimes we need to point these things out.
We do need to point them out because otherwise we get caught up in the emotion and we become the emotion or we allow the emotion to lead us. And it's, I can tell you right now, because now I have hindsight, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I had...
And you popped out of it very quickly, I must say.
Well, because we can manage our emotions. Emotions are there to tell us what we want, like to get us back on track. The feelings are there as bumper guardrails.
They really are.
To just tell you, hey, this is not congruent with what you really want. This is it helps you just push in the right direction. But you don't have to live in it. You don't have to feed the emotion. You just have to process it.
And here's the thing is Jason and I have all the tools. We have done all of the studying. We have the education behind us. We have the experience. We help other people. And the fact of the matter is we still are human.
Yeah.
So we still have our moments. And I think to myself, you know, if we didn't have all of this.
I can tell you right now that we would be frustrated and probably in that silent treatment for the next day.
We would be fighting because I would be like, well, why did you take it out on me?
Yeah.
That's what I would be thinking.
Why did you take it out on the dog? He's taking it out on the dog because he's mad at me. And then you would have gotten silent. I would have gotten silent and we would have done that weird thing where you kind of walk by each other and be like, oh, excuse me, in the house. Like,
and yeah, you become roommates that are trying to avoid each other, but our house isn't a mansion yet. So. Yeah. Yes.
It's just nice to be able to say, to have it pointed out, to have the mirror put up and to have the tools to get out of to process the emotion, see what it's telling me, where it's coming from and be grateful for it within like 90 seconds.
I'm going to tell you though, if anyone is listening to this and they think, oh, I'm just going to point it out when my spouse is being in a crappy mood.
Being an ass, yeah.
Yeah, it might not go over well.
Yeah, you both have to understand that communication and also have knowing where you're going, like knowing what the plan is because you came at it in love. You came at it with, hey, is this the way you want to be? Are you feeling the way you want to feel or are you feeling disempowered right now?
Yes.
And I was feeling the way there's two things to that because I was feeling the way I thought I wanted to feel in the moment and I was feeling disempowered because I was lying to myself about wanting to feel frustrated.
Yes.
So when you pointed it out, it just allowed me that moment to breathe and say, hey, no, this is a crappy feeling. And you said, go check yourself. And I did. And I went in there. I took a couple deep breaths.
He literally went into the kitchen, which is the next room over. And what did you do? How did you transmute that energy? Because you came back and now this is the energy I love.
Yeah. And it's just taking a couple deep breaths and saying, okay, why was I frustrated? What was it directed at?
What is this telling me?
And then also being grateful for it and being grateful that you helped me recognize it. Because a lot of times we have emotions and we allow them to either rest in us and become part of us, and we don't process them, which makes them keep coming back up over the same thing over time.
It goes back to Jason and I developed this process called Spin Positive. And it literally is step one, you become aware. Become aware. What is it that I'm feeling? What is it that I'm thinking? What is happening right now? What is happening?
Yeah, because an emotion can be kind of like a cellophane veil over you. So you can still see it, or you can still see through it. Mm-hmm. The problem is it's starting to suffocate you.
Step two, what am I telling myself about this circumstance or situation? Am I in
the story?
Disempowerment mode, or am I in the empowerment questions? So empowerment questions would be, how is this teaching me? What can I learn? What is the lesson that I want to extract from this particular situation? Yeah. Those are empowering questions because it gives you control.
Yeah, not why is this happening to me? Why is everything always screw up? Why do I do the wrong things? Those are so disempowering.
Those are disempowering. And so many times we automatically are programmed to go into those disempowering self-talk.
Yeah. If you feel like you're beating yourself up, you are. And if you feel like you're beating yourself up, that's disempowerment. If you feel like you're lifting yourself up or growing or learning something, that's empowerment.
You know, we would never treat our child the way we treat ourselves.
Right.
True. Right? Yeah. If we could just treat ourselves like our inner child. So step three then is to find a way to be grateful for whatever it is that's happening. What's great about this? How lucky am I? That puts you on top of the situation, on top of the circumstance. And you can actually see it in a light like, the universe is doing me a favor right now.
Yeah, my emotions are we're emotional spiritual beings and in a physical body. And these emotions are literally just little nudges, or they can be something that knocks us over. But if we get used to them and build a relationship with our emotions,
yes,
then they can just be little nudges that lovingly tell you, hey, you're off track right now. This is what's frustrating you. This is what you're upset about. This is what's causing you dis-ease. Let's get you back into a state of peace and growth.
And then step four is, how can I move forward? So focus forward.
What's the best next step?
Let's let it go. It's already in the past. Let's focus forward. So let's just take a baby step into what we can control, which in this case, it's our energy, it's our emotion, it's our feelings right now.
It's our space.
We can change our state by breathing, by literally changing our posture,
yep,
by focusing on other things.
On the growth. Mm-hmm. Like what was in the love of you pointing it out? It wasn't you're wrong. You didn't say anything about you're wrong in your emotion. You said, hey, go figure it out.
What's happening right now?
Yeah, what's happening right now? Go figure it out and then come back. And if we wanted to talk about it, we could have, but I needed that space to breathe and figure it out for myself before I started trying to enunciate it or articulate it.
Yes. And really, I'm going to be really, really vulnerable right now. This all happened over a business card.
Yeah. a clown card.
All over a business card. Jason had business cards made. I picked up the business card and I was like, you don't have what you do on here. You have like all these little bananas and I mean, it's fun. It's a fun card.
I ordered in haste.
But
I added to a card that I already had and it just got junky and clunky.
It got junky and clunky. So as
and it frustrates me that I bought them, like I spent money and I didn't take the time to just slow down and say, what do I really want on this card?
And so when I said, if I was a stranger looking at this business card, my eye doesn't know where to go and I don't know what you do and I don't know why I would call you. Except for you just look like a really fun person. And anyway, he then experienced frustration. And at that time, Tater was at his feet.
Chasing me around.
Yeah.
Probably just wanting to have fun.
Wanting love. And all of a sudden,
out of my space.
I'm
feeling frustration vibrations.
And how many times do we do this to our kids?
Or our spouses.
And then what goes on in their head... is there, they don't realize what you've just gone through. What they take from that
is, I'm feeling unloved. I'm not wanted.
I'm a burden.
Yep.
I'm in the way. Energy is contagious. And we all tell ourselves stories about situations and circumstances that are happening right now. And many times those stories lead to, oh my gosh, it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault. I caused that. I caused Jason to get frustrated, which I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, Tater had nothing to do with it. Tater,
I did something wrong. I did something bad. All these things.
I'm not good enough. This is how life works. And until we get aware of the process, how to deal with the process and to start creating what we want, which Jason... I give you props because you handled this really, really well. Like this is where I look back at our journey and the communication between the two of us, how we show up for each other. And when we do point something out, which in most relationships would be poking the bear.
Right. It feels like a cactus getting, or a cheese grater getting rubbed up against you. And that's honestly, that's how I think both of us felt 10 years ago when we would point something out. But now we have the tools. Now we have the understanding. And we also know that everything is coming in love because we are going to the same place. Like we are on the same team.
Yeah. And we're here to... make each other better, make each other just love each other. We're here to help each other, love each other.
And we know that we've both done the best that we can with what we have, like in our capacity with our mental space, our spiritual space, our emotional space, our physical space, you know, in the moment. So nothing is wrong. Just how could we be better? How can we get on track and move in the right direction and get more energy, more love, more excitement and be extraordinary?
And Tater is wagging her tail at that.
I know she is. She loves that word.
Thank you guys for joining us. We so appreciate it. Share this with a friend. You know, you never know. This might hit the right person at the right time, and they may have a spouse that's been so frustrated, and they're feeling inside, oh my gosh, what did I do? He doesn't like to be around me.
And they both get stuck in the emotion. So become aware of the emotion and allow yourself to process it and find the right direction of where you want to go, what you want to feel. Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.